Yeah, of
Right.
course.
Cool. So let's now talk about OCD and what it means to you, because I think it's very much misunderstood. I think a lot of people like to sort
Yeah.
of play, like overuse the word, or think they've, if they like things in a certain way, they think they've got it, but it's actually much deeper than that.
Yeah, so I used to, I mean, we even used to throw about the word OCD when we were younger. I mean, I had it, people think it's cleanliness, it's cleaning, it's light switches and things like that, which it is, and that's probably the most common one. But my God, it's on such a spectrum. I mean, I didn't even know that I had OCD when I was having these thoughts. I just thought I was going crazy. I was like, why can't I have red in every meal? Like, or why have I had too much green today? Or I can't have chicken twice. And I didn't, that's, I didn't, I was almost relieved when it was called OCD. But I mean, I remember when I was younger, I had this, have you heard of Pure O?
Sure, no.
It's where you get really like deep, dangerous, and I mean, you don't act upon them, but their thoughts like hurting someone. Or I remember holding a baby, just wanting to throw it in the fireplace. Like I was just sitting there like, but you don't want these thoughts, but they just come into your head. Or like there was a video of a woman, she had one where she couldn't be in the same room with her baby because she was afraid she'd harm it. And it goes as deep as paedophilia. Some there was this radio station, wouldn't go into in depth, but this is how deep it can go. And it was this radio station for men, and men were ringing up saying, I don't know why I'm having these thoughts towards kids. It's disgusted me. And that's a form of OCD called Pure O, where it's really intrusive thoughts that are really dangerous. But obviously, if you don't act upon them, they're okay. But they're very torturous, if that makes sense. So, I mean, it just having my own experiences made me realize how broad it is and how misconceived and how a spectrum you could have a little bit that could take you 5 minutes in a day, or I had a partner and he would be he would he was tormented 24/7. He couldn't turn into work. It was taking over his life. So it's massive, like the broadity of it.
And how has the pandemic then come to play with your OCD? Or if
I think with me it's not been too bad. Because again, I live in Surbiton, so I've got food. It would only be the food really that would affect it. And I've got Surbiton food shops, none of them shut. So the initial worry is kind of okay because it's everything's very accessible. But again, everything is a bit amplified. So everything does seem a bit bigger than what it normally would be. And the thoughts are harder to put to the back of your head. But apart from that, I've been okay. It's more sort of the people that have cleanliness issues that I worry about. And I can see how it's taken over for them. So, but for me personally, I've been okay actually, surprisingly.
yeah, you talk about cleanliness, and if you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we had the government drilling into us, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. This must have been a trigger point for some.
For sure. I mean, even a bit for me, I was a bit like, touching food, food that aren't in packets. I would think, well, I mean, I guess you should really do it anyway. But even for me, I was sort of like, oh, I should. And because I wash my hands a lot anyway, it's mainly when I'm cooking. If I'm cooking for some, mind you, I was living with my partner at the time and I would cook different things. So I'd wash my hands a lot before I would do my stuff. And I remember having to use the anti-bac as well. I was getting really sore knuckles. They started to bleed only because what I was doing was a lot, but it was copable. But with all the anti-bac, and it was quite painful. But again, my friend has really severe cleanliness and cleaning, and his hands are really sore, bless him. But yeah, for him, he's found it really difficult. Just again, like you said, it's been drilled in to do it, which is important, but these people that suffer from it probably do it anyway, and then they've just had everything double, tripled sort of thing to do it more. So yeah, for sure, it must be so difficult for them.
And I don't know if it would necessarily impact your form of OCD, but with restrictions looking to lift, does that at all ease, make it easier for you, or is it still the same?
Do you know, I'm a bit of an introvert anyway. So at the beginning, I was like with social things, with food and things, I would always plan ahead. So it was difficult. It was almost a relief for me at the beginning because I wouldn't have any food situation. I wouldn't have to plan ahead. I would just do me and that was it. But it does lift knowing that I can go out and meet a friend and or we can go for a coffee or... But yeah, it was kind of both ways. Even if I was like, there's foods I can't be near, I find hard to be near, and I would go for a coffee and they would be around. So it would be, but then when I'm at home, I'm not escaping from my thoughts. So it's a bit of a double whammy, if that makes sense. But I do think it will help, even just being able to, I don't know, go to the shops with my sister or something, buy something nice. Or something like that. I think that'll help. But again, for me, it's a bit of a double whammy, but I think I'll be happy anyway once it's done.
Because you kind of touched into the next question I had. How do you get to your friends and family to support you then with your OCD?
I'm so lucky, so, so lucky with my family. They're amazing. Even if we've got like a dinner, this was before the pandemic, they would plan it. They would just let me know what we're going to do so I could plan it. And we wouldn't have like certain foods or something. They're amazing. But with a lot of my friends and even my close friends, they know I've got OCD and it's around food, but they don't know what it is. Although I've done videos and other things. So I think now I'm speaking about it more, they might know, but I still don't really talk about it because I think it's important when I'm out, if they are having a certain food that I find difficult, it's important to expose myself to it. And I don't want them to change any of their habits to suit me. If it's my sister or my mom or my dad, it's different. But I think if it's my friends, I mean, my best friend knows, but if it's sort of like, you know, you've got your best friend and then you've got your friends, other friends, they don't really know. But they'll know that I'll pick a restaurant or they'll say, is this restaurant okay? And I'll be like, yeah, brilliant. So we do that, but they don't really know the depths of it. And I kind of don't really want to not burden them with it because they wouldn't feel burdened, but I kind of want to see them and talk about other stuff. And then, because they support me still with all my work and things, but yeah, I don't want to drag them down too much, if that makes sense, because my close friends, my close family are amazing anyway. And I know they would support me, but I think there's a point where I have to expose myself to it to a certain extent, and I don't want too many allowances made, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much for sharing. It's been really insightful actually to learn about your OCD because I didn't realize the extent of it in terms of having to not eat certain foods or colors of food.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That's fascinating. But anyways, thank